Hipsters, flipsters, and finger-popping daddies. Knock me your lobes.
Greetings and salutations to all intelligent life forms in the universe, and to everyone else out there, the secret is to bang the rocks together, guys. With apologies to the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, my name is Will Wheaton, and this is Radio Free Burrito, episode number 10. Don't let the mellow jazz intro fool you. Today's show is all about rock and roll music. That is The Merry Widows, an all-girl quintet from the San Francisco Bay Area. Now, you're probably asking yourself at this very moment, hey, to which I would say, hey man, calm down, you're coughing a lot, just have a drink of water and everything's going to be fine. Now, you're probably asking yourself, hey, how did you come across that fantastic band and their terrific tune, Death City, USA? I got it at Podshow. I signed up for Podshow as a podcaster, and now as part of the PodSafe Music Network, I have access to a gigantic library of fantastic music. And today, I thought that I would share with you some of my favorite style of music. These bands are all new to me, and these are the ones that grabbed me, and I thought, wow, they're cool. I'm going to play them, because I can do that. And the styles of music you'll be hearing from me today are rockabilly, psychobilly, and surf. So with that in mind, let's just keep this train a-rollin'. And, you know, I have this cool music, and then I go and just nerd it up by talking. I can't help it. I just can't help it. It's who I am. I would roll dice for you right now, but I don't think that you would hear them at all. Let's try. I don't know. Did you hear that? Of course, I roll a 2 on a D4. Anyway, let's move it along and have a little bit more music, shall we? This is The Marauders. The song is called Last Call. It's Radio Free Burrito.
Down in the gutter, here get my kicks. Cheap booze, drink, I smoke cigarettes. Someday, well, it's gonna be the day of me. You know what does me no good. Right now, it's a remedy. Got my eyes blood red. I'm gonna live until I die, cause I'm better off dead. My clock is ticking, baby, gotta drink my cash. Just as if you lose it, with the long gone tears for trash. You know you feel it like it. Give me more of it, don't you dare get uptight. I'm working every feel alright. Now I'm ripped up, ready for a Friday night. We're going out on town, gonna have ourselves a little fun. I gotta do it right now, cause tomorrow may never come. You know you feel a little like it. Give me more of it, don't you dare get uptight. Working every day, gotta try to find a way. But I'll be alright if I can make a last call tonight.
Yeah.
That is Thelma and Louise from the Horror Pops. That song, in addition to being totally awesome, is a little amusing to me because my wife, Anne, and her friend Marie just took a road trip up to Oregon to visit Anne's grandmother, and they were joking about how it was going to be their Thelma and Louise road trip. So I kept calling Anne to find out if she had driven into the Grand Canyon yet, which would have been quite a feat because last time I checked, the Grand Canyon was really not on the 5, which is how you go to get to Oregon from California. There, see, you learned something today. I'm going to take a quick commercial break and then going to be back with a little bit more music. It's Radio Free Burrito. Thank you so much for listening.
To a maestro, it's a symphony. To a drummer, it's a timpani. To a chemist, the experiment. To a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent. The taste of Kent. The taste of Kent. More taste, fine tobacco.
20 long-size cigarettes for 4 and 10.
Now, before I get angry emails and cards and letters and gifts from various listeners, I should point out that if there are any kids listening, kids, you should not smoke unless you want to look cool. From fabulous New York, that is Jukebox Singers with Room Full of MILFs. Hey, have you ever found yourself in a room full of MILFs? Because if you have, you're my hero.
Hey everybody, this is Brendan from the band Scamper over at scamper.net, and we're attempting to milk off the success of Will Wheaton over at Radio Free Burrito. Hope it works out well for us. Love the show, Will.
Consider my success milked. Goodness, I've gone and gotten success all over everything. I better clean this up before my wife gets home. I was trying to make sort of a masturbation joke there, which I know is a little weird because we don't really have that kind of relationship, you know, you and me, invisible listener who I'll probably never meet. But it didn't work, and I kind of sounded like a dick, like, "Hey everybody, look at how successful I am. Blah 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 blah. My name is Will, and I can talk in a funny voice." Speaking of funny voices, I saw my friend Annie Sertich's sketch comedy show at the Groundlings over the weekend, and her stuff was absolutely fantastic. The show was uneven. There were a lot of sketches that I thought were like a voice in a wig. And there were a lot of sketches that just didn't really surprise me. Like I thought, oh, I've seen that before. But in seeing her in that show, I thought, I miss doing sketch comedy, which I just don't do anymore because I just don't have the time. It's a serious commitment to sit down and come up with new material every week. And there are other people relying on you to do stuff. And, you know, it's a hassle to drive into Hollywood for rehearsal and then for actually to do the show. And I just don't have the ability in my life anymore to do that sort of thing. I kind of miss it. It was a lot of fun when we were doing it. You know, if you got to see one of the Ernest Borgnine shows, you got to see something real special that's probably never going to happen again. I really wish that we had taped that show that I wrote about in Dancing Barefoot. Yeah, her show closed. So there's really no point in me telling you to go see it if you're in L.A. Ha! Yeah. All right, so listen, we're coming up on 20 minutes, which I think is really enough time to require from you today. So let's just bang out a couple of more quick tunes that I think are great, and then we're going to wrap up, and I'm going to go play some more Rock Band with Nolan. So here is a little bit more music for you. This is, I don't even know what the hell I'm playing now. This is the BC Surfers. This is surf music from, are you ready? Are you ready? They're from Latvia. How cool is that? They come from Latvia. Latvia. They're called the Baltic Sea Surfers, and this tune is called Vibrations. And you are still listening to Radio Free Burrito. I honestly don't know why, but thank you for tuning in. You're kind of show committed now, aren't you? You're like, ugh, I spent all that time downloading the goddamn thing, and now I got to listen to it. Anyway, all the way from Latvia, this is the BC Surfers with Vibrations. Thank you. So not only is it, I think, just a great classic surf tune, but it's from Latvia. I just think that's cool. I never thought, well, to be honest, I really never spent a lot of time thinking about Latvia in the first place, but to think that, man, you know, apparently Latvia is the undiscovered surf music center of Europe is very exciting for me. What's that you say? You want to hear more surf music? I am happy to oblige. From beautiful British Columbia, Canada, or as I like to call it, New Caprica, that's Big John Bates, and the tune is called Super Chrome, which is really the only kind of chrome that I'm interested in having anywhere near my items which require chroming. So, if you're wondering, now you know. Okay. All right, I think I have time for one last tune, and then I will have just overstayed my welcome by like 15 minutes, which is an appropriate amount of time to overstay your welcome, if, you know, that's your sort of idiom. From Finland, this is another surf tune. This is from Ronnie and his twangin' little fellow. This is called Surfin' Fuzz. damn, you know what that is? Tight. That was hella tight. That was from Finland, and it was, of course, Ronnie and his twanging little fellow. They got a bunch of music, which I will probably play at some point in the future, because I enjoy them very much. So that brings to an end Radio Free Burrito episode number 10. Thank you so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed this music and hope you had a good time. I had a good time putting this together. There's just so much that I could do. I could do this forever and ever. And likely I will. As always, you can find me online at willwheaton.typepad.com. You can also read my books at monolithpress.com. You can check out my news selections. Why am I telling you all this? You know all this stuff. Well, you know what? It's time to just shut up and say thank you. Everyone, thanks for listening. Hope you have a good day, and I will be in touch. Oh, yes. Oh, you can be sure of that. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, down at the bowling lanes in our town, there's a little tune that's going around called a bowling twist. And boys, it's fine if you can hit the pin. You can twist any time, call a bowling. Yeah, the bowling twist.
Radio Free Burrito is produced in Pasadena, California by Will Wheaton, who is solely responsible for its content. It is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike non-commercial license. For more information, please visit creativecommons.org. Okay, it's over. It's time to go now. Goodbye.